This is the first week in almost 2 years that a familiar sound is back on the campus of Florida A&M University.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida A&M University Marching Band.
This time around, FAMU's Marching 100 Band is closer to its official name, with a roster of 198 musicians. That's about half the size of the band that in 2011 was placed on suspension following the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. Also new is the terminology, as band director Sylvester Young says there are no more drum majors in the Marching 100.
In other words, it's sort of like retiring a jersey. That term has been retired with this band because of that. That's just out of respect on my part. And that's what we're living with, that's field commander.
Champion's name is never far from anyone's mind. That was made clear by University President Larry Robinson, who delivered a frank synopsis of the year and a half following the drum major's death and the fallout from it.
Nobody was out there laughing at us. No one celebrated our difficulties. It was painful everywhere. Our circumstances caused everyone to take a look and ask themselves, could that have been us?
Still, as the school continues to face a wrongful death lawsuit and several remaining defendants await trial in Champion's death, the Marching 100 is moving on. Despite the negative headlines and bad publicity, there are brand new students joining the band under the watchful eyes of their director and their parents. One of those parents is Beverly Rohan, whose son Eric is a freshman baritone and euphonium player. Eric went to Southwest DeKalb High School in Atlanta, Robert Champion's alma mater.
We've had the conversation that you have a mind of your own. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You do not participate in those activities. If you see it going on, you report it. So we made that abundantly clear.
It's a year of starting over for the Marching 100. Daily rehearsals are now underway as the group prepares to perform. Those practices are now rigidly timed, and it's still uncertain whether the group will play at the season-opening football game, Labor Day weekend in Orlando. And though the tradition of the band remains, many upperclassmen do not. So alumni who remember the band's former incarnation have been called in to teach a relatively inexperienced Marching 100. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.